What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. First time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. As you can see, y'all, I'm outside today meeting with my cousin, Action Graphics, over here in Greensboro, North Carolina, trying to get some graphic design stuff set up. But today's episode is going to be about how narcissists never really ever truly apologize. So if you're not on TikTok, you don't know who Modern Warrior is. But Modern Warrior is a creator, supposed to be like super male feminist, whatever, defending women, end up getting caught up with a lot of, getting caught up manipulating women and stuff like that, being the exact same thing he was pretending to protect people from, right? So in this situation right here, he issued an apology, right? I broke the apology down, but at the end of the apology, I felt like I was still asking, what is he apologizing for? Which is how it is when you're dealing with a lot of narcissistic people. Like, you never, if you get to the end of somebody else's public apology or the end of somebody apologizing to you, and you're still asking what exactly they are apologizing for, like, that's not really an apology. It's a blanket statement, and it's beating around the bush. It's not ever, when you're dealing with a narcissist, you're not ever really going to get a public, you're not ever really going to get a definitive apology from a narcissistic person anyway. So when I saw that, like, so in my comment section, people kept asking me, they're like, what is he apologizing for? What did he do? Blah, blah, blah. I was like, that's a good point right there. Because I played his whole apology too. And people were still asking, what was he apologizing for? Because he was beating around the bush. He was doing a lot of deflecting. He was doing a lot of deflection and things like that. So people were still asking the question, what exactly did he do wrong? And, I'm not saying that that man is a narcissist, but typically narcissistic people don't really ever truly apologize directly to you. They'll give you the old blanket statement apologies, saying things like, oh, I'm sorry you feel that way. Oh, I'm sorry you were hurt. I'm sorry you took it that way. That wasn't my intention, or whatever. They seek to invalidate your experience. They seek to make you feel a certain type of way, and they seek to gaslight their way out of really, truly, authentic apologies and things like that. So if you're dealing with a narcissist, don't ever expect an apology to be sincere. They don't mean it. Don't ever expect an apology to, carry any type of specificity to it. They're never really apologize for what they actually have done to you. This person lied, manipulated, was technically, I don't know if he was cheating, but he was lying, manipulating, really, really just selling a dream or whatever. And in his apology, he never even said that. He just apologized for hurting you, apologize for my ineffective communication. Ineffective communication? Like, the man got 3 million followers on TikTok from effective communication, or calling out misogynist and racist and things like that. So he can effectively communicate when he wants to, just like most narcissistic people can. Like, narcissistic people can effectively communicate when they want to, when they need to, but all of a sudden, when you get caught up, my lack of communication or my inability to effectively communicate with you is really the big issue right here. So it happens a lot when you're dealing with narcissists, toxic people, or anything like that. So that situation does arise. So if you're dealing with a narcissist, like, I always say, the only apology you should accept anyway is consistent change behavior. You know what I mean? Consistent change behavior is the only acceptable apology, because consistent change behavior comes with changed actions, because your words absolutely mean anything. Because an apology without consistent change behavior is just another form of manipulation.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
It just is. 100,000%. That's how it goes right there. So again, if you're dealing with narcissists, toxic people, or whoever, understand that, like, those apologies come a dime a dozen anyway. You know what I mean? So if they come a dime a dozen, you should not ever really truly expect any kind of, like, closure or anything like that coming from narcissistic people. like especially apology wise and things like that. I got people pulling up on me out here. I'm standing out here in public recording, so so it's funny. But yeah, so like I said, the apologies are not going to be real or sincere or really carry any kind of weight, because they just rarely will. If you like, typically, if a narcissist apologizes, it's like a blanket statement apology. Like it sounds something like, "I'm sorry for everything." You know, "I'm sorry for everything" means means I'm sorry for nothing, or I'm sorry it just happened. And if people only apologize when they, you know, when they get caught and things like that, then it, again, it's not really an apology. It's really more along the lines of, "I'm sorry I got caught, so here I am apologizing for being caught, and only for being caught, not because I'm actually truly sorry for anything, but because I'm actually just getting caught. I'm getting called out for my behavior, so here I am apologizing." So you got to watch out for that, y'all. Narcissistic apologies they seem distant. If you ever have somebody apologize to you, and you like read the apology back, or whatever, and at the end of the apology, analyze it. Especially if it's through text messages and things like that, analyze the apology. And at the end of the apology, you like to read it from a third person perspective. Don't read it from your own perspective. Read the apology from a third person perspective. If this person is apologizing to you, read it from a third person perspective. And at the end of this apology, ask yourself, what did they really apologize for? Do you know exactly what they apologized for? Ask yourself that question, because at the end of their apology, if the end of this specific apology that's dedicated directly towards you, if you're still asking yourself the question, what exactly are they apologizing for, then it's not a real apology. It's an escape. It's a way out. It's them trying to, you know, you close the door, they're trying to get through the window type stuff right there. So again, ask yourself at the end of this apology, did they really mean it? Is it sincere? And what exactly are they apologizing for? Ask yourself I feel like that's a good question right there, y'all. Because this, like I said, his faux apology inspired this video right here, because that's why I was like, wait a minute. Because I went back and watched his apology again. Of course, I responded on TikTok. I actually posted on YouTube as well. But then I also, like I said, I went back and listened to it again. Like, what is he apologizing for? And all the comments in my, like, if you don't know who he is, you didn't know what he was apologizing for. And it made sense to me. I was like, people kept asking, who is he? What is he apologizing for? What was the apology about? I was like, wow, they don't know what he's apologizing for. That shows you that wasn't a real apology. Because you got to get specific. If you're really sorry, get specific. "I'm sorry for taking advantage of you when you were vulnerable in order to sleep with you. I truly am. There's no excuse. There's no nothing behind it. I took advantage of a vulnerable person when you were going. You trusted me, and I betrayed your trust. I just used it to sleep with you. Now, yes, I also lied to you about dating other people and being monogamous. I lied to you about that. Like, see, that's specific right there. You know, oh, he told her he was monogamous with her, and she was vulnerable. Got it. And see, that's specific, right? That's more specific. You know what I mean? I ain't going to go into great detail, because you have to get on TikTok or YouTube or whatever. Or TikTok or Instagram or whatever. Oh, he's big on TikTok. I think he has 3 million on TikTok, 150K on Instagram or whatever. But yeah, I don't know. How y'all like this backdrop right here? The old...
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Fence that needs a stain. It needs to be stained and washed. Yeah. But yeah, I'm out here in Greensboro, North Carolina, y'all. But yeah, narcissists are really never going to truly apologize for the things that they put you through. Because a lot of times, if it happens, if it's repeated behavior that they're apologizing for, then they're not sorry for it. Because why do you keep forgiving them? That's a narcissist's mindset. Why do you keep forgiving me? I say I'm sorry. Why do you keep forgiving me if it's a problem? Why do you keep allowing me to come back? If it's that big of a problem, if you did this to me, I wouldn't allow you to come back. So why isn't it the same? So it must not be that big of a problem with you if you're not able to do it like this. You know what I mean? So I feel like in a situation like this, you have to be able to stand in your truth. You have to be able to stand in. You have to be able to stand in it and ask yourself the pertinent questions. Is this person really sorry? Is this person going to actually have some consistent change behavior to their actions that have made me uncomfortable and actions that have that they're apologizing for? And at the end of the apology, ask yourself the question, what exactly were they apologizing? Sorry, y'all. Sorry, excuse me. What exactly were they apologizing for? Write down what the apology is about. Third person, look, read the apology from a third person perspective, and then ask yourself what the apology was actually about. What are they apologizing for and things like that? Because you have to get to the bottom of it. Because if you don't get to the bottom of it, if you don't ask these pertinent questions, then you're just going to be roped back into a toxic situation. You're going to blame them for being them. You can't look. You get to the point where you can only blame the narcissist so much for being who they are. They're going to treat you terribly. Now it's on you to what are you willing to accept? Now it is. I know. Leave. The trauma bond is so tough. I understand that. Again, the question still stands, and the point still stands. Now it's on you. If you can't change the narcissist, if their behaviors are not going to change, if they're not really sorry for what they do to you, the only thing you have power over altering in this situation is how you react to it, or how much more do you have to tolerate? How much trauma do you have left in you? You know what I mean? I feel like those are pertinent questions you have to ask yourself when you're dealing with toxic people. They just are. How many acceptances of apologies do you have in you? How many apologies are you willing to accept, like, until you understand that this person ain't really sorry for the shit that they do and the shit that they say to you? You know what I mean? I know y'all are like, Lee, you've been cussing a lot here lately. I'm tired, y'all. I'm tired. I'm tired. I am. I'm tired. I be wanting to rip my dread out because y'all be killing me. I'm like, come on, y'all. Please get it. You got it? Yeah, I got it. Oh, I fell for the Hoover. No, you didn't fall for the Hoover. You knew the Hoover was coming. You didn't fall for it. You chose it. Stop choosing the Hoovers. You didn't fall for that Hoover. You knew it was a Hoover. Oh, they left roses in my house after they cheated on me. Oh, forgiveness. It was a Hoover. I fell for it. Huh? I keep asking, like, what do flowers, because I see, like, flowers are the forgiveness element, the forgiveness object, the object of forgiveness. You give somebody flowers and all is forgiven, correct? That's what I see. That's what it seems like people are dealing with today. Anyway, y'all, I gotta hop in here. Like I said, I'm in Greensboro right now in the back parking lot of Jake's Diners. So I gotta go ahead and meet my cousin. Thank y'all for tuning in. I really, truly appreciate every single one of y'all. I'm super thankful for y'all as well. Mental illness is out. Peace. And then my podcasters, y'all know I got a few extra seconds in me for y'all.